Birchas Habanim, the custom of blessing one's children on Friday night. Many Jewish families amongst different and diverse Jewish communities are accustomed that on Friday night the parents or the father blesses his children as boys and girls with the priestly blessings of Yivarech Hashem v'Yishmerecha. In this lesson we will explore the background behind this custom, where it came from, its reason, and whether it should be followed, as well as the Chabad custom regarding this matter, and how it is to be done. So the custom is first mentioned in a sefer called Sefer HaChaim, which was actually written by the brother of the Maharal of Prague, in chapter 3 of his work, in which he states as follows. The world is accustomed that the father blesses his son, and so too a rabbi blesses his student on this holy day, referring to Shabbos, being that the channel of blessings are open, and may the blessing of a simpleton not be light in your eyes. There is also another reason behind this custom, and that is due to the fact that a father commonly chastises his son throughout the week, and the same applies regarding a teacher to a student, and therefore we preface the blessing of the child on Shabbos prior to the start of the week in order to preempt any negative criticism. This custom is later recorded in many, many Svarim, including the Sefer Yosef Eimetz of Yuspa in Halacha 70, the Mavri Yabek, Sidur Yaivitz in Hanhagas Lal Shabbos, the Sefer Pachad Yitzchok, the Makor Chaim of the Chavis Yoy in Chapter 270, Sidur Avedas Yisrael, the Pela Yeitz, the Chassam Sefer, the Mate Ephraim, the Yeshua's Chachma of Kitz Shulchan Aruch, the Keser Shemtiv, Gagin of the Sfarding Minhagim, the Kaf HaChaim of Chaim Seifer, is likewise mentioned in the Sikh of the Rebbe, as we will discuss later on. We'll quote some of the teachings of some of these Sfarim, which are pertinent in explaining the custom and background of this Minhag. In the Mavr Yabek, he writes that it's customary to bless on Shabbos, especially on the night of Shabbos, as there's no persecuting angel on Shabbos to persecute against the fulfillment of the blessing. It's therefore a great need, writes the Mavri Yabek, for one to bless his children on Shabbos, and if one has a daughter, he should bless her as well. And he concludes that the wise man will understand on his own the importance and truth of these words. Rav Yaakov Emden, the Yaivitz, in his famous Siddur, writes that it is a Jewish custom for parents and rabbis to bless one's children on the night of Shabbos, and the blessing takes place after davening or upon coming home from shul, as that is when the Shefa, the divine revelation, is available to be drawn down to the children. The blessing should be given especially to small children who have yet to taste the taste of sin. However, also older children should receive a blessing from their parents, and this is a proper custom, concludes the Yaivitz. In the Siddur Eitzer HaTfilas, he writes something interesting on this custom, stating that the custom of all Israel is to bless their sons and daughters every Shabbos and Yantif, being that occasionally during the week the father and mother may have chastised and cursed their children due to having been pained by them, and therefore now in a time of joy on Shabbos they nullify these curses through the blessings, and even the evil angel answers Amen. The Rebbe in a talk in 1984 also mentioned this custom, stating that it's customary in some places on Erev Shabbos for the parents and grandparents to bless their children and grandchildren who gather around their house. And they bless the young children and even the older children, each one according to the things that they need. So this minhag is an ancient and strong Jewish custom with various reasons mentioned behind it, either due to it being a proper time for blessing to befall the head of the child, or in order to begin the week on a good foot with each child and preempt any criticism. Now, the Makor Chaim records that there are individuals who are no longer accustomed to follow this minhag, and rather save it for only special occasions, such as Erev Yom Kippur or the day of a wedding. And so indeed is the widespread Chabad custom. The widespread Chabad custom, as can be seen, is that parents do not bless their children on Friday night. So it can also be implied from Sefer HaMinhagim, which only records our custom to recite Birchas Habanim on Erev Yom Kippur, and not regarding Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. This, however, does not mean that a Chabad Chassid may not follow this custom. In response to our question years ago, Rabbi Leibel Groner responded that although in the majority of homes he did not hear or witness this custom in Chabad, however, there were some Chabad families I knew who did follow this minhag, and so is told of some very prestigious Chabad families that they followed this custom, and as we already mentioned, the Rebbe himself made mention of this custom in a public talk. So practically, those in Chabad who have a tradition in their family to follow this minhag should continue doing so. And one who wants to adapt to it due to the beauty of the custom and at being of opportunity to bond with his children certainly should not be dissuaded. Regarding who should give the blessing. So while in general it's given by the father to the children, both sons and daughters, it can also be given by the mother. When should the blessing be given? So as writes the Yavetz, as we quoted, the blessing is given either after Ma'ariv or upon coming home from shul on Friday night, as that is when the holiness of Shabbos resides on the hands, which can then be transferred to the children and students. It's best to do this blessing prior to Kiddush and not after Kiddush, in order not to make an interval, a hefsek, between Kiddush and the Seuda. There is a difference in custom regarding if one places both hands on the head of the child or only one hand. The debate is regarding whether it is permitted for a non-kohen, or a kohen who's not duchening, to say Birchas Kohanim with a hand raised. And practically, the custom of the world is to be lenient and use two hands, and so is the custom of the Chacham Tzvi and of the Rebbe Rashab. Regarding the nusach of Birchas Habonim, the majority of the world is accustomed to say Yisimcha Leikim Kefram VeKemenasha for a son, and Yisimcha Leikim Kesara, etc. for a girl. When the Rebbe performed Birchas Habonim on Erev Yom Kippur, however, he would only say from Vayedaber, the beginning of the pasuk of the blessing of Kohanim in the Torah. After one recites Birchas Kohanim and finishes Re'ech Hashem Vishmerecha, etc., one should bless his child with all their spiritual and physical needs. And as the Rebbe stated, each one in accordance to his personal requirements. And it shouldn't be just one generic blessing for everyone. Although it is generally forbidden on Shabbos for one to make personal requests for physical matters, nonetheless, it is permitted for one to give another a blessing, even regarding physical needs, as writes the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 284, Halacha 14, regarding the prayer Yekum Purkan, and therefore, accordingly, it's permitted for one to even bless his child with physical brachas.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.